10.2 Terms and Connectors Search Queries. Maybe we should have called this Back to the Future, because in a way this technique goes back to the mechanism that was used to research within both Westlaw and Lexis for many, many years before what's called the natural language search came about. And by the way, we can thank Google for that, because Google really forced other entities to create similar natural language searches to the ones that you use when you're searching on the internet. The terms and connector searches allow you to actually look for collections of terms in a more specific relationship to each other. You may not use this very much, and my guess is 10 years from now or 15 years from now, most people will not use it, but you might still be using it, because it can kind of provide you with that little edge, maybe 5% edge, if you're just not finding anything. And that's how I would use this. It's kind of why we would list this under possibly the concept of the desperate researcher. At some point we probably will. But if you're doing a natural language search and you're just not finding anything, or if you're finding too much stuff, which is a nice problem to have, if you're finding too much stuff, it's a way to both focus the search and to be more specific about the search initially, which is, if you're not finding anything in your general natural language search, then these mechanisms might actually open up a few doors and locate a few cases for you. Basically, all it is putting the two elements here are deciding whether you have a single word or a phrase, and if you have a phrase, then you want to make sure you put them in quotation marks. In other words, if you want a set of words found together, the classic example I think we use in the book is daycare center. If you put that in quotes, that means the computers and the software, the databases will search for daycare center as an entire phrase. And if you don't use the quotation marks, then it will look for the word day, the word care, and the word center separately anywhere in that opinion. And that obviously is not necessarily what you want to have happen. So if it's a multi-word phrase, then put it in quotation marks. The second element is then to tell the system what relationship you want that word or group of words to have to the next word. And that's why you use slash S for within the same sentence, slash P for within the same paragraph, the word and for meaning it can occur, this word can occur anywhere in the same opinion with this word. And that's basically it. That's the structure. Lexis uses a different kind of proximity locator. They use specific numbers of words, for instance. W/10 means within 10 words. W/20 would mean within 20 words, of course. You could use any number you want. But they also use slash S and slash P, because you really want to be guessing how many words a paragraph might be. You'll probably gravitate towards using the and, the slash S, the slash P, and then the quotation marks for grouping multiple words together if it's required that you do so, if it's a phrase. So give this a try. It's not that hard. You won't really appreciate this until you're doing real research and are really struggling to find something at some point, and then decide, maybe I'll try to do it this way, and it may save your research project. Should mention also there's one other element, that's the extenders. If you have a word like dedicated, dedication, dedicating, and you want for the computer to find any form of that word dedicate, dedicated, whatever, then you go up to the root of the word, so dedicate, with the last letter being T, and then put an exclamation mark. And that means it will find those words, D-E-D-I-C-A-T, and then E-D, dedicating, ing, dedicate, just with the E. It'll find any form of that word. We talk about a few other extenders here, but the exclamation mark is by far and away the most popular and the most useful.